BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Man Show here with the Ohio Valley's Conference Tournament Champions, the SEMO Redhawks out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Hey, Coach Corn, Brad, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? Good talk to you again after a couple of years.
Yeah, feels good. I appreciate you having me on. Thinking about us little guys down here in the boot heel, but everything's going well. Everything is going well. Extremely excited about everything that has transpired. Four games in 4 days. The way that the game was played, just a great basketball game to come out on top, do something for the first time in 23 years. It's pretty exciting, to say the least.
No doubt, Brett. I remember we talked back in 2020. It was during the COVID time, man. He's got the job, man. You had a vision for his program and how you wanted to build it, man. Talk about how things have progressed in these last 3 years, man. So when we first talked, we got the job to now, man, to doing something that hasn't been done in 23 years of SEMO, man.
Yeah, it's, you get the job in the pandemic, everything, the whole world shut down. And we didn't meet the team or the roster. You know, we brought six or seven new guys in, didn't even get to see them face-to-face until September. And then after that season was when the portal started. So now you're dealing with pandemic, then portal. So it's like you're sitting there thinking a little bit like, man, how are we ever going to get this thing going the way that we need to, the way that we want to, but just really just staying consistent in our messaging, you know, the highs and the lows, just really staying consistent with what we were trying to do. And then to see it all come to fruition in four games and 4 days, just really just reemphasizes everything that we tried to do over the course of these 3 years. And it just, and now it kind of puts that, you always need that moment where you just put that stamp on something and just kind of verifies and gives you the satisfaction knowing that what you were doing was right. Again, we didn't just get lucky either. There were ups and downs this whole season. You know, we dealt with some injuries and illnesses, and to be able to play the way we played at the end and beat the teams that we beat in the manner in which we beat them, it was definitely an earned feeling and an earned gratification.
And speaking of that earned feeling, man, because let's be real, you lost five of your last seven games for the tournament, man. And, you know, that's a tough thing for a team to deal with. So I want to ask you, first of all, before you all got to the tournament, what was the mindset? Because it was been a tough stretch for you. You lost five out of seven and going this run of winning four in 4 days. What was that those days before going to Evansville like for you guys to kind of refocus and recenter things and say, hey, we can do this one game at a time?
Yeah, so it's again, you have the ups and the downs of a season. We lost seven straight at one point in the non-con as well. It's just we could never get our head above water again to our illness and injury, kind of what we went through. But again, that's what makes you prepared for the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, to win four games in 4 days of all that you went through. So before, five out of seven, we lost. We got beat at the buzzer, and then we kind of had a hangover coming back home against Morehead State, and they beat us at home. And so then just that was part of that stretch. But then we really played about as good a basketball as we played all season long. We beat Eastern Illinois at home, And then we beat Southern Indiana at home before we lost two straight heading into the conference tournament. So just right when I thought we were getting through the rough patch and we turned it around and we're going to be playing our best basketball, we're going to go win at Lindenwood, we're going to go win at SIU, we're going to have this four-game win streak heading into the conference tournament. You know, that's what you're thinking as a coach, and it didn't happen that way. And so before we left, we just told the guys, like, look, we beat everybody in this league except UT Martin. UT Martin is the only team that swept us. And so we just said, if you don't believe that we can go win four games in 4 days, if you're not going to pack for 4 days, don't get on the bus. And all the guys just kind of looked around in the room and just said, yeah, we're going to go win four games in 4 days. And they just had a calmness and a demeanor about them that I hadn't seen all season long, really. But again, you're at the conference tournament and they know what's at stake. And our kids are tough, man. Our guys played. They're tough. They put their mind to it and they achieved it. They earned it.
No doubt, because you beat them, the AC, Lindenwood, you know, I mean, come on, fight the fifth seed, the one seed, two seed to win this title, man. It wasn't easy road. And like you said, the Ohio Valley Conference, you know, from what I saw where seven of you guys had nine wins in conference play. So it wasn't, you know, no easy outs anyway. But to get that done, it just feel more for them, what you've been through, injuries, illness, adversity, into it come together at the right time in Evansville.
Yeah.
That's to be a testament to the hard work you put in all year long.
Yeah, and again, I think that's the thing. People, obviously, you get caught up in the moments of championships and those surreal moments, but you coach for the journey. You know, that's why we coach, is the journey and seeing people through to the other side and just keep on. It's such a long season. You know, you can never get too high or too low. Whether you win seven straight or you lose seven straight, you know, our approach really stayed the same. You know, there's more colorful words used in those seven game losing streaks, but you know, we never got brand new. We never tried to reinvent ourselves. We just had to be a better version of ourselves. And I think that's what our guys were able to do and really understood. You know, you hear it sometimes a lot in sports, like, oh, well, they needed to lose before they played. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I think it does wake you up. You know, it does give you a sense of, because winning hides all your flaws. You know, I don't care who or what you are. When you win, you feel good, and as you should. So it's, you know, winning hides all your flaws and losing exposes them all. And we got exposed the last week of the season. And then, you know, to our kids' credit, we're able to cover those things back up with winning and understanding what was going to prevent us from reaching our ultimate goal.
No doubt, Brad. I feel like the fans will understand this. In the OVC, it's a possession game. It's not like talent. It's intangible. It's loose ball, free throw blockouts. It's a closeout here. It's, you know, it's a tip ball here, deflection here. The games are razor thin. I don't think fans understand that, hey, every night it's a battle. And those little things that you're not in the box score per se, they all add up to equating to a win or a loss on a given night in OVC and college basketball period right now. So much parity as it is right now in college basketball.
Yeah, I think you look at everybody, like all these, that's why it's March Madness. Everything comes down to like the last possession. And again, people get hung up on a shot. But to your point, there's a whole lot that goes into possessions in the basketball game before that final shot. And so again, we're all result-based driven, you know, the microwave society. And it's all the other things that lead up to it. And not only that, it's really just where your mind's at too. You know, how's the locker room? What's the temperature of the locker room? What's the spirit of the team? You know, all those things matter. And when the team really gets together on their own for themselves, that's when you can really make something special happen. I think that happened with our guys. They all got together in the locker room before and said, look, this is the mission we're on and nothing's going to stop us from doing this. And ultimately it showed out.
No doubt. And I feel like this, Brad, you know, this as well, coaching as well, experience in playing close games, whether you win them or lose them, is only gained by playing live games. You can do it in practice with time on the clock in practice. That's not the same pressure, not the same intensity. So you learn to win close games by playing in a non-con in the league. And the fact that you all did what you did, play those close games, having to be in tough situations, 4 days, 4 days, 4 nights, having the resolve and the energy and the effort and the want to get it done, man. Test them to your guys. Definitely talk about how experience of playing close games really earned and learned by being in those situations.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, our overall record wasn't spectacular by any stretch, but we challenged ourselves in the non-con. We played a tough schedule. You know, the league passed a rule that we could play four non-division one opponents this year, and we chose to only play two. And a lot of people in the league chose to play four. And so you look at overall records and you may not see who the teams played, And so it just gives you two extra wins. And so if we had two extra wins and minus two extra losses, our overall record heading in the conference tournament would have been like 17-14 or, you know, 18-13. You think, oh, we have a real 19-15 record is what I'm saying. And so to your point, losing close games against Bradley, winning at South Florida, getting beat by 30 at Iowa, and losing a two-point game to SIU and winning close games, losing close games to UC Davis, who's almost going to win 20 games in an MTE. So all of those games, I really do feel help prepare us. And I think that even though we dealt with a lot of injuries and illnesses worse and more so than the COVID year, it prepared us because it allowed us to develop the bench as well. So guys were able to get minutes that they probably wouldn't have otherwise got. And now guys were able to step up in that conference tournament. Israel Barnes, a fifth-year senior, played four games, the best he's played on both sides of the ball season long. Josh Early had a double-double against Tennessee State. And Evan Ursher, a freshman, came in and had a huge game in the conference tournament. So you need all of your people and all your pieces, especially four games in 4 days. But I think that our schedule in the non-con really built us up for that moment, and none of it was too big.
So now talk about Chris Harris, Brad, Trevor, the MVP. I was the fourth scorer for you guys as well. Talk about what he's meant to you these past, having him on your roster, man, and what he's meant to his teammates on and off the court, man.
Yeah, it's really a cool story because he was here before under Coach Ray. And so when we came into the pandemic again, he had got hurt that season the last year with Coach Ray. And so he didn't get to pick me, so to speak. He was already here. He chose to stay throughout all the stuff. He got his undergrad. He's going to get his master's degree. So kind of see the evolution of his game and the process of what we try to do in this program. He really kind of epitomizes all of that, of what's right about college basketball, what's right about college basketball at this level. It wasn't always easy seeing Chris through to the end. And again, it was developing that relationship of trust and everything else that we're going to see it through. And for him to get his 1,000th point on senior night, to be tournament MVP, to be leading us to an NCAA tournament, to go along with Philip Russell, those two guys get a lot of the credit, rightfully so. But to have a 6-year senior be able to do it, because that's a lot about what we talked about and how we were going to build this program. And so to see it happen that way, it's really, really reaffirming. And like I said before, kind of gives you that stamp of approval of like, yes, this is how we can run this program.
Let me ask you about Philip Russell. I saw he played really well for you too. His contribution is very key to your team as well. By what he's done for you as well, Coach Corn.
He's just he's a dynamic, dynamic player. You know, everything that he makes up in or lacks in stature as far as being 6'3" or all this and that, he makes up for in heart and determination and passion. He plays with an edge. Sometimes it gets him in a little bit of trouble, but he's just a competitor. He plays. There's not a lot he can't do. He can create on his own. He can create his own shot. He can create for others. He was top two in scoring and assists this season in the Ohio Valley Conference. He really is kind of our engine that goes. He gets us going. He's a one-man press break. He can defend his position. He's got a high basketball IQ. So there's really not a whole lot that he can't do. And he's a dynamic player for us. And just to be able to have guys like that, to be able to just – he makes my job so much easier because he can do a lot. And Chris can do a lot. And so all I have to do is try to just manage and put us in the right situations. And then those guys go out there and just play, and their talent takes over.
No doubt. And for you, man, how have you managed this week? I know you all won on Saturday night, man. So how's it been trying to stay sharp but also not get some rest at the same time for you guys after playing four games in 4 days?
Yeah, we actually just went back to the court yesterday for the first time. Just a long layoff. And, we got a guy, Quan Smart, who had started for us, that didn't play in the championship, dealing with a little nagging injury. He's kind of day-to-day. So, again, obviously, we're all Sunday, Monday, just with the recovery process. Got back to the weights and stretching and all that on Tuesday, getting them moving again, getting the body going again. And then Wednesday, we hit the court for about an hour, and we'll do the same thing today of just getting up and down, staying sharp. And then we got to have a real good practice. We've got to have a real good practice tomorrow. But again, it's that fine line. I don't want to do too much. But at the same time, we got to stay sharp because it's a long layoff. You're talking 10 days between games. So, again, we got to get a little bit of that competition, a little bit of that body banging going on. But not too much because, again, we've got to be able to – everybody needs to be able to – we have to have all hands on deck, for the NCAA tournament. So it's that fine line. But I think our guys are – they show that they're ultra competitive. They'll be ready for the moment. So we just got to make sure we stay sharp.
That's one for you, Brad. Tell us about the event you have on Sunday, the watch party. Tell me about that. How special it's gonna be to have all your fans to cheer you all as you see your name called on Sunday doing that show, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I really think the community is gonna show up. You know, they've been waiting and starving for a championship men's basketball team. We finally have that now. So it's really an opportunity for me. We had a great little home court all season long. We draw as one of the better teams in the league. So I think our community, our region really understands it and wants it. So I'm hoping that they come out. And that's the beautiful thing about March Madness. I mean, we're going to have CBS here doing a live feed. We all find out at the same time. You know, there's no insider information that I know or our team is going to know before it pops up on that screen. So to be able to capture those moments and be able to capture them with your community and your university and have everybody, because it takes everybody to do it, especially at this level. You know, you got people wearing 3-4 different hats trying to get things done around here. So to be able to bring everybody in, to be all inclusive about how we've tried to bridge the gap between the community and the program, that's a great opportunity for that. And it's a once in a lifetime. For me, more than anything, it's the, you know, hopefully our guys walk out, they get introduced and they see 2,000-3,000 people there to watch their name pop up on a screen. That's something that they're going to be able to take with them for the rest of their life.
No doubt, bro. I'm happy for you, man. It's good to see you guys. I talked to you first coming to the door, man. You're successful, yeah. And your vision comes to fruition. So I'm happy for that, man. And I'll be looking for your name in that bracket, man. I hope you get a good draw, man. And I hope you make a good run as well, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
It's our boy. See you soon, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.